All right, I'm going to teach you five words in time. Are you ready? Great. In the old time, great. But we time now, great. Me wonderful. Can you? Wonderful, great. All right? Okay, good. Power. Power. Some say power, power, but I like power. Yeah, two hands, power. He had all the power, and we're power. Sing, sing. Can you do everybody sing? Or sing, left hand or right hand, doesn't matter, sing. Well, we use thine in Tennessee, and when we sing, we thine sing. Sing, deaf like to thine sing, because we thine, all right? Now, another word is sweet. Me, I'm sweet. Sweet. If you are like this, cute. Oh, you little baby, oh, cute. Blah. sweet, me, sweet. Sin. Sin. S-I-N. Sin. You know, go. No, look mad. Sin. Sin. Two times. One, two. Sin. Oh, good. Now you learned something. Now, when it's time for I love you. Yeah, I love you. I love you. Make sure the thumb is out. Thumb, not touch it. Thumb, I love you. All right, good. Now I hope you remember. And every week you'll learn. It'll be good. If the pastor forget, remind him. Remind him. And you imagine if all learn sign language in 1 year, no problem. You can talk behind your husband, whatever. All right, open your Bible, Ephesians. Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. I want to tell you a story. I went down to Florida, and my hair started getting long because I travel a lot. And I'm telling you, many, many deaf people stay, not only deaf, but hearing also. And so I've been in Florida. I need a haircut so bad. And so I went and I asked about where a barber shop, and they told me where. So I went over there and I thought, oh no, the old man. I don't like old man cut my hair. Why? Because it takes too long. And good thing I'm the first person got in, nobody else. I understand why. So, and I have no choice, so I need to get a haircut. So I sit down, and here's the old man. I said, I took my glasses off by the mirror. I take off my hairnail off, make sure he don't cut my hairnail. And so I'm deaf. I can't hear nothing. And I am deaf, like my wife, deaf. And so the man cut my hair, and he talk. How would I know he talked? I could feel the air. And so I said, sir, what? Don't talk, I'm deaf, I cannot hear, I'm deaf, man. Oh, okay. So he cut my hair, he talked. I said, time out. Well, no, what did I do wrong with that? No, I'm deaf. You see the mirror? My hearing aid. I'm deaf, I cannot hear. And finally, the old man understood. He went by the mirror, picked up my hearing aid, said, hello. You have to put in my ear. Yeah. You know, old people sometimes. My wife said, be nice. I'm getting there.
That's right.
I'm getting there. Yeah. Anyway, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 15. Let's all stand. I want to read verse 17. Verse 17. Then I'll pray. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted, grounded in love. I'm going to preach the message tonight, being rooted, and grounded in love. Father, I ask you to bless this hour as we learn the word of God. I pray, help my mind clear, speak clear, so they can understand the word of God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I need your help as I preach tonight. I pray the Holy Spirit speak every person here in this room. I pray you move and speak every person's heart tonight. Last Wednesday was good. Last night was good. And I pray tonight it'll be good. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, if I preach without the Holy Spirit, I'm with it. I need your Holy Spirit. Speak our heart tonight. Of our heart, Lord, and help us to understand the word of God. And we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Ah, you may be sitting. Okay. I want you to look in verse 15. Look in verse 15. That I will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with a might by the Spirit in the inner man. Now, once you and I accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior, the Holy Spirit comes in our life, okay? So many people say Jesus in your heart, yeah, but really mean Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is Jesus, but Jesus in heaven. But we have the Holy Spirit in us. The Spirit in us. Now, and I want to give you 4 points. And only way the Holy Spirit able to help us is by strengthening us. Strength, by strength. In verse 16, it says, to be strengthened with the might. There is the might and power by the Spirit. Now, and by his Spirit in the inner man. Now, don't tell me you can change your life. I can't change same old life, same old way. You can change by the Spirit that strengthens us. And we need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's not going to hurt you. Hello? But we hurt the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit never grieve us. Holy Spirit always give us comfort. And the Holy Spirit always teach us and guide us where we go. The Holy Spirit will tell us wrong and right. Sometimes I try to do wrong, the Holy Spirit. You have that? That proves you're saved. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Thank God we have the Holy Spirit. I want you to look, hold your Bible, Ephesians. Let's look in Acts chapter 1, book of Acts chapter 1. And verse 8. All right. Remember, Holy Spirit in you and me. Holy Spirit able to strengthen us. All right. Now, the Bible said, but ye shall receive what? Power. After that, Holy Ghost come upon you. You shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judah and Samaria and other part or most part of the earth. Woo! We have responsibility. We have a responsibility to share the gospel. You and I receive Jesus Christ in our heart, Holy Spirit in our heart. We have power. We can strength. No excuses. But. No. Don't tell but. You have the Holy Spirit. You can change. Hey, you know, old people, my weakness now, it's not talk about physical, it's talk about spiritual. We need spiritual strength, depending on God. I've been ministry for 38 years, so many things, my wife think I'm crazy. For example, I built in Mason, Ohio, big depth church, 80 by 80 building. We have 7 acres of land, very expensive land. And we built $1 million building. We're never behind. I don't say, well, yeah. When we get the money, then we build. That's not biblical teaching. Biblical teaching is walk by faith. God will provide. That means we build from nothing. We have no money, but God provides by faith. If don't be foolish. Well, I will do what I want. By faith. No. You make sure it's the will of God. And be wise. Make sure it's God's calling. Make sure you do the right path. By faith. Trusting God. It takes me a year to make sure it's God's will. Now hurry. And same idea, bought 101 acres of property. And we looked at the property, the land, and for the college, and I'll explain you more Sunday school. And I went to the bank. I said, we need money to borrow to buy the property. He said, well, what's your equity? What's your money every month? I said, I have nothing. So I began to witness to a man in the bank. He's a Christian. A Baptist Christian. He's a Baptist. Oh, I said, good. If it's some other church, maybe I have a problem. But anyway, he's a Baptist. And he asked me, I got church support, but not much. I don't have good income. College don't have income. We don't make money, but we have a God. I told him, I have a God. He will provide. And he understood. He understood my shoes, my situation. He understood. But how can he explain the board? That's the problem. But we pray. And amazing, approved. So we can get loans by faith. But every cent we have, that 101 acre for 1 year, God always good. At first, my wife think I'm crazy. Again, in Ohio, now again, Tennessee. Yeah. We need to learn to depend on God. Did you build your church here? Did you get loan? And it's paid for, but before it's not. Now it's paid for. God is good. God is good. And so if you pay for it, I hope you can help us pay off my college. It requires what? Strength. Power. Depending on God. We have the Holy Spirit able to help you and me. Strength. I'm 57 years old. I'm not same as I was old 40. I remember old 40, I worked all day, no problem. Now I can't work all day. I wore out. Different now. But it's not talk about physical strength, it's talk about spiritual strength. You know, strength means to make strong. It means be tough. It means endure. Stay with it. Don't quit. Don't give up. Depend on God. Strength. Yeah, we are weak, but he is strong. Woo! Well, we're not perfect, but he is perfect. We need to depend on him. We have the Holy Spirit in the me, in the you. It's the Spirit. You know, when we pray to our Father, and so, in Jesus' name, amen. We normally pray that way. We need to change our prayer. What do you mean? You pray, our Father, and so. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me. Teach me. Guide me. Holy Spirit, help me. If I meet a deaf person, please remind me to witness to him. Ask the Holy Spirit Please give me strength. I have a hard day. I have a rough day. Holy Spirit, please help me go through. And so, in Jesus' name, amen. It makes the difference. Many people don't pray to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the wound that changed our lives. I don't believe Holy Spirit speaking tongue, all that. No. I do believe the Holy Spirit works in our life if we all pray and beg the Holy Spirit give us strength. We live in a wicked world. Now, I remember I witnessed about 30 years ago, easy winning people to Christ. Today, it's hard. People don't answer the door. Yeah, one time I was in Oklahoma. I knock on the door. Here's the door open. The dead man with a shotgun. I mean, pointing at me. I can see the bullet in there. Not empty. It's bullet in there. And I have a man with me. I look around. He's in the car. He took off. Oh, little faith. And I still standing there, and I told him, Jesus loves you. And then I left. Getting harder today. We're living a rough time. Hey, I'm ready to die. If you shoot me, I'm ready to die. But I'm not ready because of my wife and my kids. If it happened, it's okay. Is that what God wants? But we need to be ready. It's a rough time. We need the Spirit. We need, we ask Jesus one time, come in your heart, finish. But we need to talk with the Holy Spirit every day. Give you strength. Amen? And look in verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your heart. Now, listen to me. Now, verse 15, Holy Spirit. Talk about the Spirit in your man. The Spirit in the man. Now, talk about Christ. May dwell in your heart by faith that you've been rooted and grounded in love. Now, number one, being strength, the Spirit that enter me, man, enter us. Now, number two, by faith, Christ in our heart. Christ dwelling in our heart. So we need to live by faith. Amen? Live by faith. Now, Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Now, we have faith. Trusting God. Time, faith. Hold on to God. Have faith. Trust God. Have faith in God. Now, Colossians chapter 1, verse 23 said, if thou continue in the faith, ground and settle, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which we have heard, and which we preach, and every creature with under heaven whereof. Now, If thou continue in the faith, ground and settle. How many are saved? Are you saved by faith? You settle. You settle. We have eternal life. Our home in heaven. Woo! We don't have to worry about dying, go to hell. Your hell is over. You got saved, you're saved from sin, you're saved from hell. From faith. Trusting God. You know why many people get saved again and again and again? You know why people get saved again and again and again? You ever notice that people get saved again and again and again? Even the hearing people get saved again and again and again. Hold your horse. Hold on. You need to get saved one time. One time. You accept Jesus Christ in your heart one time. How many times Jesus died on the cross? One time. If you get saved again, we have to tell Jesus, get back to the cross again. Not one time. The reason people get saved again and again and again is because they don't read the Bible. You agree with me? If we read the Bible every day, read your Bible, and the Bible will help us to know we're saved. If you don't read your Bible, you're going to get saved again and again and again. You don't need to get saved again. You need to get saved one time. After you're saved, you need to get baptized. Baptized don't save you. Baptism is a picture of the death, burial, resurrection. That means when I'm staying in the water now, someday I will die underwater in the grave. But I'll be with Jesus out of the water. Woo! It's a picture. You know I'm married? You know I'm married? How do you know I'm married? Oh, man. Sorry, I'm married. Rain is stand at the picture of water baptism. You are is stand with the rain. I saw that I know he saved. I saw. Maybe pray a step quiet, you don't know. But when a person stand baptized, you know they're saved. Not water saved, you know, but it's a picture. They will stand, they will die, they will resurrect them with Jesus Christ. Amen? If you have not been baptized, you need to. That's the first obedience in baptized. You need to get baptized. Now, but that's not my point. My point is that faith. By faith, you have Christ abiding in you, Christ in you, in me. So we need to by faith. And the Bible says root and ground in love. How many are saved? Are you glad you're saved? Raise both hands. Woo! I see Tim, raise your hand like this. And wow, I'm saved. Now, wait a minute, okay? You're saved. But my point is, you have love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you have Christ's love? If you have Christ's love, we should love others. If you I wonder, are you saved? Oh, well, act like you're a Christian. If you're saved, you ought to love one another. Love God and one another. Love thy neighbor as thou. You have Christ in your heart by faith. Okay, and then you have root and ground in love. If you hate someone, you need to get right with them. God don't hate you. Maybe you did some things wrong. God don't hate you, but God hate what you do. I saw the picture in the hall. Jesus holding the world. That means Jesus loved people. Because God loved people. So we should love others. Christ loved. That we need to live by faith, trusting God. We have Christ dwelling in us, so we need to have faith in God. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. We need to have faith. We need to, faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So faith, study God's word, will build our faith in God. Colossians chapter 2 verse 20 said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ live in me. That the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank God. He loved me and died for me. So we must live by faith of the Son of God. Bible says, trust no man. I don't trust you. You don't trust me. But we can trust Jesus. You don't trust pastor. Why? He's a sinner. It's damaged you and me. But we can trust Christ. Jesus. Amen? All right. So by faith. Remember, we have the strength by the Spirit in you. In the man. Now we're by faith. But we need to be ground. Root and ground in love. Now, number three, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 3. In verse 19. And the knowing the love of Christ with past knowledge, that you might be fulfilled with all the fulfilled of God. by knowledge. Knowledge. Okay, I want you to just pop in my mind. I want to make sure I got the right verse. Just tap in my mind. I believe. My Bible falling apart. Okay, good. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want you to look in verse 14. Also 15. Now, by knowledge, and the Bible said, but continue thou the thing which I have learned and have been assured of, knowing of who thou have learned them. And from the child thou have known the Holy Scripture, the Bible, Holy Scripture, the Bible, which able to make thee wise and salvation through what? Faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Knowledge. Past knowledge. Sometimes we don't understand, but we're going to live by faith. The knowledge. We need to know the Word of God, the knowledge. Why? Unto salvation. You know, many churches away from the Word of God. Many churches don't preach the Word of God. They tell them the story. Tickle the ear and die and go to hell. We need a sound preaching doctrine, the Word of God, knowledge. I want you to look in Proverbs. We have one man come to me, how can the deaf speak in tongues? I said, deaf don't speak in tongues, they speak in thumbs. Now, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And learn not their own understanding. Now, don't trust your own understanding. We need to understand the Word of God, okay? Now, in all the way, the knowledge Him, and He shall direct the path. Have you ever heard that song? In all the way, the knowledge Him, in all the way, the knowledge Him. In all the way and the knowledge Him, He would direct the path. Can you do that? Copy me. In all the way the knowledge Him, in all the way the knowledge Him, in all the way the knowledge Him, and He would direct the path. We depend on Him. Amen? God is good. And we need to be careful. Not our own understanding. We have fled. We failed. but we need depending on the Word of God. Hey, I'll be honest with you. Something in the Bible I don't like. Something I don't like. How many of you agree? Some of you don't agree. Some of you don't like. Huh? But we need to obey. We have to follow. Why? We're flesh. We're human. We're sinful flesh. The Bible is right and I'm wrong. Don't trust your own understanding. We need to follow the Word of God. Amen? By knowledge. Knowledge. Let's go back to Ephesians. Are you following me? Okay. I'm speaking two languages. Pretty tough. Sign language and speaking. All right. Now, in verse 19 said, the past knowledge. Now, knowing the love of Christ, past knowledge. Now, and that we might be fulfilled with all fullness of God. We need to meet His plan, fulfill. What fulfill? Love. Root and ground in love. Love of Christ needs to be fulfilled of God. If we show our love to the people, you'd be amazed the people will love you. How many of you love me? I hope so. I pray the people love me. Why I'm saying that? I pray the people love me, that way you will listen to the Word of God. I hope you love Pastor Erling. Pastor Erling. Erling? Erling. Aunt Erling. You know why his sign name Erling? His food falling apart. Before, food on the table, fall on the table, but now fall on his tummy. My wife said, be nice. But anyway, I'm glad your pastor all and feel like he's my friend. I feel like a home here because he wear Western tie. I hope you love your pastor. He's not perfect. But he have a perfect Savior. He's limited. We all limit. Our physical limit, but our spiritual, no limit. He can strengthen us, help us, and share our love. I like to witness the people who in gang, motorcycle, Harley David, like Tim. Hard David. And people who are long hair, tall, big guy, woom, woom, woom. I like that type of people. I used to be a gang fighter. My sign name, Fred Adam. F-A. Not F. F-A. Why? I used to be a gang, a king. Look, sign king. Fred Adam, a king, gang. I used to fight. But when I was 15 years old, I got saved. And I'm thinking about changing my name because I'm not a king anymore. I've been thinking, change my name. Now, same thing, Fred Adam, serve the king. I like to witness a gang fighter because I'm not afraid. I love to share the gospel to the gang. I led some gang to the Lord. Some of the gang, and I talk straight to them. I don't cut no, but straight in the word of God. We don't let the gang overcome us. The gospel can overcome them. Don't be afraid. It's by faith, like a jackknife on my face. But we got to be strength. We need to have strength. We all need strength. We all need it by faith. Depending on God. Depending on God all the time. And we need to have knowledge. Knowledge of the Word of God. You should know, understand the love of Christ. In verse 19, the love of Christ. You should know the love of Christ. We have Christ in us. Christ loved us. Christ died for us. Thank God I'm saved. But we show the world the love of Christ. You got to understand people out there in the world, they're lost and dying, go to hell. And we go and try to have, they don't understand the gospel. They're a bunch of blown. They need to hear the gospel. They need you, me. Oh, they need Christ's love. Share Christ's love. The world looking for what? Love. We have the answer. So we must share the love of Christ. But you and I have the root and ground love. And let's look in verse 20. Now, you understand what I'm saying? You understand about buying strength and by faith and by knowledge? You need to understand the love of Christ for fear of God. You understand that? And verse 20 says, Now! now, in sign language, now, now, or now, now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Unto him be glory in the church, like thy Baptist church, by Christ Jesus, who are all the ages, the world without end. Amen. Now we're able, because strengthening is in us, the Spirit. And now we live by faith, Christ willing in us. Our love, root and ground love. We have the knowledge. We have all the answers. Now we can do Esther abundantly. Let's serve the Lord. Let's get out there and tell about Jesus. And bring people to church. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. Oh boy. Whatever we ask, whatever we think, whatever we ask, we think, we need to come and begging God, begging Jesus, and begging the Holy Spirit to help us. Why? Remember, the Spirit in you and me. Remember, Christ will you and me. And now verse 20 said, now according to the power that work in us. Now we have a power in us. Whatever we ask or think in our prayer, he will give you the power in you and me. Don't tell me you can't serve God. A bunch of baloney. You need to eat a lot of baloney. We can serve God. You have the Spirit. You have Christ in you and me. We have the power that works in us if we ask. Come and talk with the Lord. He'll give you the power to serve. I can't do without him. I cannot do without the Holy Spirit. I can't do without the power that works in us. Did the Bible said you or us? Huh? Come on. Who us? Lake. Thy Baptist Church, a local church. How many of you are a member of the church? Are you a member of the church? Are you glad you're a member? Raise both hands. Are you glad? Well, Now, the power work in Lake Thai Baptist Church. This not talk about the building. It talk about people. Talk about you. That means you all need to come and beg the power, beg the Holy Spirit, beg Christ that willing us. He will work, give you the power through the service of the Lord. You will not have power without acting or saying. It makes sense. We need revival. Lake Thai Baptist Church need revival. It means you. Now, if we do right, if we all come and ask or think, if we do right, the power that work in us. In verse 21 say what? Unto him be glory in the church. Lake Thai Baptist Church. Glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all the ages. The world without end. Amen. The word amen means I agree. I want God bless this church. Give glory. A blessing from Jesus Christ. Who built the church? Who built the church? You? People? Jesus. Jesus built the church. We need to depend on Jesus. Let us come. According to the power that works in us. If we do right and let us serve the Lord, and Christ will give you glory to the church. God will bless. God will protect the church. God will preserve the church. I want to tell you something. I travel all over. I've seen many churches dying. Many churches closed. Not enough people. Closed. Why did God, Jesus Christ, are not blessing? He closed. He can open, he can close. I pray that Lake Thai Baptist Church stay open from God's blessing, Jesus Christ. But we need to ask a thing according to the power that works in us. Now, the Spirit in you, me, Christ in you and me, the power that works in us, you and me. What more you want? Why not we get right? Let's dance.